Dustin calls up his ex-girlfriends. Dustin calls up his ex-girlfriends.
And welcome back to the podcast. As always, it's me, your host, Dustin Meadows. This week, I am joined by another comedian, Hannah Tacoris, and we see just how much of a big softy I am this time around. So let's get right into episode 36 of Dustin Calls His Ex-Girlfriends, Sarah. Hello?
Hi, Dustin.
Yeah, Sarah?
This is Sarah. how are you?
I'm okay. Just in at the house for the weekend. What's up? Why are you calling?
I was just looking and, like, had it. I don't know if you can tell, I'm pretty sick. I got it. There was a couple guys who came in to the diner last week who were really sick, and I think they gave it to me. They were here for, like, 2 hours.
Jesus, you sound anyway, terrible, Sarah.
They were coughing. I don't, like, it's 2014. Germ spread. I don't know. Anyways, so I'm really sick, and I looked at my medicine cap that Jill takes. My sister said, I'm not trying to blame you, but, like, did you take it? Because I really need it.
Did I take your Sudafed?
Yeah, I had, like, 3 packs in it, because I get sick, like, 3 times each winter, and they're not there, and I haven't gotten sick this winter yet, and I don't know if you took them.
I mean, I don't remember taking Sudafed specifically. I took some of my medicine that was there, but I don't think there was any Sudafed in what I took.
I mean, are you sure? It looks, all the pills look the same, you know, how pills look. You could have just, like, accidentally swiped them, and can you look? I don't know. Can you?
Yeah, give me a second. Let me find my bag.
Okay, thank you.
Alright. I've got some Tylenol. I've got some Robitussin. I don't know what this is doing in here. I don't use this shit. I'm not seeing any Sudafed in here, Sarah.
I looked for so long for it. I don't know where it is.
I mean, Kate, is there somebody you can have run to the store to get you some?
No, all my neighbors are gone for the weekend. The only one that's here. My cat's here.
Oh, your cat's not going to really get it.
It's too loud. Oh, God.
How long have you been sick? I suppose I could probably run out and get some for you.
I might be dying. I feel like every time I cough, I might pass out. I feel like that I haven't been eating anything. I might just faint in this apartment alone. You know where I am without being here alone.
I know. I know being by yourself is not good for you. You haven't eaten anything?
No, it doesn't sound good. I ate Starburst, because that's the only thing I can taste right now.
You ate Starburst? That's what you ate to deal with being sick? You didn't have medicine, so you ate Starburst?
I can't taste anything else. Everything else just feels like I'm eating my own vomit. People are like, you should eat soup, you should eat tea, but all that is just the same consistency as vomit.
I mean, you're not wrong, but soup would be good for you.
I don't even know how to make soup, right?
You put it in a pot and you heat it up until it's hot enough to eat. How do you not know how to make soup?
I don't know. I just bring my food out of the time. I don't make any of it. You know that. You always said, oh, thanks for this good food, but it's not me.
Yeah. I mean, I know it wasn't you making the soup. The servers typically don't prepare the food. But that's just... Like, that's not even job skill. Like, that's like a life thing. Like, that's a being alive and being a person thing. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be coming down on you while you're sick. I'm sorry. Forget that I said that.
No, I mean, you're right. I don't... Cooking soup is a thing that I should do. I never learned these things. I never, like, it's not that I didn't have to, like, I did have to, but I guess it's just like the fact that I did have to learn these things on my own, that I just didn't, like, it was the only form of rebellion I had because I had to, like, I didn't have any sort of, like, waiting period of college or anything, you know what I mean? Like, I just had to go straight into being a person, and I didn't learn how to make soup and stuff.
I mean, I guess that makes sense. Like, there are better ways to rebel than not learning how to make soup, though. How about this? I don't have anything going on today. Pharmacy's right across the street from me. Maybe I'll run over and get you some medicine and soup and catch a bus out your way.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay.
I mean, is that okay? It's not going to be weird if I come over and bring you that stuff?
No, it won't be weird, I think. I mean, I'm pretty sick, so I might be weird, but I will apologize for that later, I guess.
That's okay. Sick, delirious, weird, I can handle.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're good at handling me. Give you more credit for that.
Sorry, don't worry about it. But I mean, if you want, I can bring a movie or something over. I can hang out for a while. I know it sucks being lonely and sick, especially if your cat's kind of being shitty, it sounds like.
That would be nice, I think.
Okay, cool. Let me jump in the shower. I'll run around to the pharmacy. I'll be there hour and a half.
Okay. If I might fall back to sleep.
Okay.
So if I do, just, you know, bang on my window.
Okay.
The
bathroom one. Okay. Alright, Sarah. I'll see you here in a little bit.
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Like the page on Facebook if you haven't. Subscribe to us on iTunes. We're going to be transitioning between servers, so hopefully it doesn't affect things. But we'll keep you posted, and we'll see you next time. Thanks.